At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Two people are dead, several others hurt after severe weather swept through East Texas over the weekend. The Marion County Sheriff's Office says one woman died late Saturday when a tree fell on her family's tent at a campground in Jefferson. The next morning in Longview, about 20 miles away, a man was killed when a tree fell on a mobile home. Winds exceeded 80 miles per hour. Baseball-sized hail's also been reported. Well, after 20 years, TCU is finally headed back to the NCAA basketball tournament. The Horned Frogs yesterday earned an at-large bid to compete for the first time since 1998. TCU guard Alex Robinson told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram he was only 2 years old the last time the Frogs played in the tournament.
It's amazing that it's been 20 years. It's a long time. It was the longest drought in the Power 5 conference. Yeah, they should definitely put us on TV for that. That's a pretty big accomplishment.
TCU earned a sixth seed and will open Friday in Detroit against the winner of Wednesday's matchup between number 11 seed Arizona State and Syracuse. The city of Fort Worth has chosen the South by Southwest Interactive Festival, now underway in Austin, as a launching point for an ambitious image rebuild. The exhibit, Fort Worth Now, begins tomorrow. It touts the city as a big-time player and is offering programs designed to promote Fort Worth's business, innovation, arts, music, and film. Participating companies include the Firestone and Robertson Distilling Company, Lockheed Martin, and Hillwood Properties, the developers of the Alliance Corridor in far north Fort Worth. Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports the two-day exhibit follows two sobering studies that suggested the city's falling behind its competitors. In today's Vital Signs, slow metabolism. Some blame it for their gaining weight. There's some truth in that, but other factors play a role as well. I talked about this with Dr. Luigi Meneghini. He's executive director of Parkland Hospital's Global Diabetes Program and a professor of internal medicine at UT Southwestern Medical Center.
Metabolism is the way your body processes energy for its resting needs and for its activity needs.
Processing energy from what?
Mostly from what you eat. So whenever you eat calories, those calories get processed and stored by the body for later use. Mm-hmm. If you have a slow metabolism, your body thinks it needs to conserve more of those calories than you might need to if you had a fast metabolism, and therefore it stores them as fat. And we can kind of estimate what your metabolism should be or shouldn't be based on your age, your gender, your weight. But there are variations there, and there are people that, for example, have a faster metabolism and therefore tend to burn energy more and are leaner, and people that have a slower metabolism and tend to conserve energy more and store it as fat.
Does that really have anything to do with weight and how fast you gain it or lose it?
Absolutely. If you have a fast metabolism, and you'll have individuals who are thin despite eating huge amounts of foods, and those are the ones that we love to hate, right? No. And that fast metabolism processes those calories very effectively. Now, those individuals may also be individuals that not only have a genetically fast metabolism, they may be younger, they may have more lean muscle mass, which burns calories more effectively. Mm-hmm. They may also be individuals that eat a lot of calories, but they're healthy calories, more proteins and, for example, fats or carbohydrates.
Can that metabolic rate change over a lifetime?
That metabolic rate, unfortunately, gets slower with age. And so with age, you tend to conserve more calories. That metabolic rate can also be altered by the types of food that you eat, how frequently you eat those foods, and your physical activity.
Is that why it's not unusual for older people to gain weight?
That's correct. So if an older person does not reduce their caloric intake as their age, and they don't increase their physical activity, they will tend to gain some weight. And that kind of goes hand in hand with, you know, my favorite subject, diabetes. As you get older, especially in your 50s and 60s, your risk of diabetes goes up. And part of it is tied to this slowing of metabolism along with a number of other things.
So then this can have serious medical repercussions then?
Absolutely. So the people that have a slower metabolic rate or that tend to gain weight in areas that they shouldn't have it. For example, in the inside of the abdomen, around the organs, in the liver. That type of weight gain is associated with bad things like diabetes, like high blood pressure, like heart disease and strokes and a lot of other health consequences.
So what then can you do to avoid that problem?
Well, first of all, you need to kind of get a sense for what your metabolic rate is. And there are calculations that we can use to kind of get a sense for that. And then once you have that information, try to plan your caloric intake, your physical activity, and try to plan your lifestyle so that you maintain a healthy weight. Or if you are overweight, try to lose some calories. Eat healthy foods. You want to have lots of fiber, lots of fruits and vegetables. You try to want to stay away from simple carbohydrate and saturated fats. If you eat that lean proteins, you tend to burn more energy digesting those than the other things. Number two, you don't want to eat one meal a day because then your body thinks you are in starvation mode and will hang on to every calorie that you eat. And so if you space out your calories throughout the day, smaller meals or snacks between meals, then your body tends to consume more energy in digesting those calories. The hydration is important to digest and use those calories, but also the more water that you drink, the more urine you make, the more calories you burn. If you're stressed, if you don't get enough sleep, your metabolic rate tends to slow down. You tend to hang on to calories and store them as bad fat.
Dr. Meneghini, thank you for being with me.
Sam, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Dr. Luigi Meneghini heads Parkland Hospital's Global Diabetes Program. He's also a professor of internal medicine at UT Southwestern Medical Center. In the forecast today, sunny skies, a high near 65, overnight low around 39. It's 41 degrees now in Dallas, 39 in Fort Worth at 8:30.